Give God a great, big, gigantic praise right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves, oh God, yes we do. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us draw near to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let your word dwell in us richly. Fill us with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may live, God, and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, fully pleasing you and being fruitful in every good work. And by being renewed in the spirit of our minds, that we put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with and forgiving one another, that we dwell together in the unity of faith, recognizing those who labor among us, esteeming them highly in love, for their work's sake. I pray we all speak the same thing. With no divisions among us, standing fast in one spirit, striving together for the faith. That we're not cared about with various strange doctrines. Help us, Jesus. But we study rightfully dividing the word of truth. That we're not murderers, complainers, walking after our own lusts, but are rich in good works, ready to give and willing to share. I pray that the whole body, O God, be knit and joined together, and that every part does its share, causing growth to the body of Christ. As each one of us receives a gift, let him minister it, God. Looking out for the interest, God, of others. Let us verbally love one another with a pure heart, so that we do not lose the things we have worked for. Let us become serious and watchful in our prayers, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Running with endurance the race that is set before us, setting our minds on things above and not on things on the earth, but pressing, oh my God, I say pressing, oh my God, I say pressing towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of you, oh God, and putting on the whole armor of God, that we be able to stand against the schemes in the wiles of the wicked one, of the devil, O God, that we speak forth your word with great boldness, and that you will stretch forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done, oh my God, that signs and wonders can be done in the sweet name of Jesus. God, we thank you for TKD Global Radio and broadcasting. We are so ever careful right now to give you all the glory and all the praise. And God, we want you to be who you are. You are the great I am in our lives. Oh, come on, somebody ought to praise him just for 2 seconds. Come on. You ought to praise him. Come on. Yes. Come on, y'all. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hey. Come on, y'all. Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, yes. Thank you for tuning in to TKD Global Radio and broadcast. You know who it is. It's the Kingdom Big Sis, the King's Daughter, a.k.a. Prophet Lasandra Coleman. Glory to God. Oh, we are back again on another Monday night. Relationship Monday is what we call it right here. I can see my global family have tuned in. We got a special guest for you tonight. But listen, if you are in the Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland area, you need to go to my Facebook page. Amen, because I'm having an event coming up. Glory to God, I'm going to do it as often as God wants me to do it, because I just made up my mind. I told you guys last week, I'm all his. I'm so all in, and I'm just all his. So if you can, I want you guys to join me, because we need some healing, y'all. We need some healing, and Jake said, I was listening to something today. Jake said, we really in this time got to go beyond preaching. So, some of y'all got enough word and head knowledge to last you for the rest of your life, but have we had an encounter with Holy Spirit? Have we had a real experience with the Holy Spirit? Has he talked not just, to our intellect, but to our hearts, to our mind? Glory to God. You know why? Because everywhere I turn, everywhere I look, somebody's committing suicide again. Somebody's leaving another marriage. Somebody's business going down. Somebody's church is closing who God really told them to call. Somebody just giving them all together. Demons are vexing people left and right. And I have realized the body of Christ, instead of us dealing with it, we just avoid the pink elephant in the room. And I have realized that some of you are uplifting man and giving man way more credit than you giving God. And I'm telling you, I'm that prophet. I'm just going to say it. I ain't going to dance around it. I ain't gonna talk around it. I know they talk about me, but thank God they are, because if I wasn't doing something, they would not be. So I give God even the glory for that. I tell people all the time, people, sometimes, some of the saints, depending on if they're in that old wineskin, they are not going to pray for you to fall. They are not. But you must believe they're also not going to pray for you to excel in the things of God. They're going to call it egotistic. They're going to call it, being encouraged. They're going to call it arrogant. And they're going to watch not to pray for you and not to help you. Just wait till you fall. But I'm telling you, I decree and declare God is doing a new thing in the earth. And the new wineskin, people have been released. And I'm telling you, all God just gave you a rundown of what's going on in the world. It's some great stuff going on in the kingdom. Glory to God. And this is not the time for us as prophets to have an Elijah complex. No, you're not the only one. It's a whole lot of us out here. And when children just on one accord just want to see, amen, the kingdom of God lifted. And in that, all these other man-made kingdoms have to come down. Glory to God. I'm telling you what I know and not just what I heard. But listen, let's get on to our lesson tonight. I'm excited. Because I know this young lady, but I'm going to let her introduce herself. And she just has a heart of gold. She is a great Proverbs 31 wife. You know, her and her husband have two beautiful children. And I met them a couple of years ago when I was out in Missouri in St. Louis. And, you know, she written a book and things of that nature. And she operates in the prophetic. I'm telling you, God is using this young lady mightily. But she can tell her story better than I can. So I want to introduce to some and present to others, prophet and author, amen, Carlis Cole. Hey, sis, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am blessed. Oh, my God. We got people tuning in from around the world, and I'm so glad to have you on the broadcast live with us tonight. So just go ahead and just introduce yourself to the people. Let them know what you want them to know about you.
Okay. My name is Carlis Cole, and as you have already stated, I am the author of Pain That Heals, and my desire is that everyone just experience the healing power of God, to know that He is a healer, to know that what He says He would do, and He can come and intervene and heal any situation, any broken relationship, any broken marriage, and God is real. He's real, and His power is real. His healing is real. Having a relationship with Him is real, and His word is real. If we just believe, and even in our moment of unbelief, just ask God, Lord, help us, you know, with our unbelief. He will come in, and He will just take over and heal in areas of our life that we never thought that we would be released from bondage. So that's what this book is really all about. So I desire for the world to know who He is through this book, Pain That Heals. Yes.
Wow, that is phenomenal. And I can just hear it all in your voice and also picking up through your spirit. This comes from a real place and a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
So once you go, I want to get right to this. I'm going to ask you the questions. Tell the audience what experience led you to write Pain That Heals?
Oh, wow. I've gone through quite a few broken experiences in my life from childhood, even on up to my marriage that I'm in today. And what inspired me was I was going through some things in my marriage, and it was to the point where I thought that my marriage would end. And I began to go to God in prayer concerning situations and circumstances that were going on. And I began to realize how God is a healer, because it was going on so deeply where God reached down into my childhood and my relationship with my father and let me know that He wants to heal that. And that was the root cause of many of the afflictions and emotions that I was going through in this marriage. And so as He reached into my heart and allowed, you know, just healing to flow concerning my father, I was able to forgive my husband for the many things that we was going through in our marriage. And it's just amazing, because everything we going through right now, there is a root. That's what birthed this book. The Lord began to share with me about pain, because I had questions about pain, and because the pain I was going through in my marriage was just really devastating, and I've gone through things in my life before, so I began to question God about why do we have to endure pain? Where does pain come from? And that's when He began to just let me know how to write this book and how to let people know that Jesus came to heal us from our pain. We're going to experience pain in this life, but the power of God, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to heal us. And He want to heal us from the root. He just don't want to heal us concerning the situation we're going through at that time. There's a root cause to that. It could be a generational curse that has attached itself to us. It could be just hidden unforgiveness from our childhood or from even our high school sweetheart, if we had one, in high school. But what's causing you to repeat that cycle of pain, or what's causing you to not be able to face the situation of pain that you're dealing with now, or really let go of the pain that you're going through, especially when you're in a situation? It can be a parent-child relationship, any type of relationship, but if the person is asking for forgiveness and want to be forgiven, what's causing us not to forgive? God wants to go into the root, because he wants us to forgive, because he has forgiven us. So
yes.
He began to just share with me so much where God, his love just took over me, and he gave me a forgiving heart towards my husband. And then God gave me a forgiving heart towards my father. So it's like he gave me a double blessing, where he renewed my relationship with my father and with my husband. So that's what really led to it. Mm-hmm.
Amen. And because I know there's a lot of women on this line right now, and you can't hear them, because when we do it like this, they can hear you, but you can't hear them. And I know they probably just screaming, like, Lord, thank God somebody's being honest about this, you know.
Yeah.
And what
disconnections
that you went through with your father, because our fathers are the first men in our lives, and then if they are not there, you know, because, you know, my father, I left my mother. They divorced when I was very young, so I don't remember too much about it, and they both, you know, told me their sides of the story, but they don't realize the impact that has on the children, you know, even when they're an adult, if they don't forgive, you know. I mean, it took me a minute, because I did not understand what I was feeling, you know. When I got saved, I said, God, you really got to deal with me. So tell the audience, you know, some of the disconnection that you felt, that some of the pain your father inflicted on you, knowingly and unknowingly.
Yes, I believe, like you say, there are pain that he inflicted upon me unknowingly, because he was not saved. And then, like you said, there may be some points where there were some things he knew he was doing wrong. That was pretty obvious. But I don't believe he really knew the impact it was having on myself and my sister and my brother, his children. But just his lifestyle was very loose as far as his unloyalty towards my mother. And eventually they divorced, and so he wasn't in a home. There were no one there to let me know how a man should treat me, or no one there to take me out for my first date. My father wasn't my first date, or to sit down and let me know this is the way you should be treated. So the relationship that I saw him and my mother had, it wasn't good. So when the divorce took on, I as a child, at first I'm thinking, okay, because I was closer to my mother than my father, so I thought, hey, you know, this not going to really bother me in the long run. You know, I'm thinking as a child, as long as I have my mother. But as I got older and began to have relationships, that's when I begin to wonder what's going on, because the type of choices that I would choose as far as who I would date, the type of guys and everything. And so just his lifestyle overall impacted me. And so I end up in a marriage too early, and end up getting a divorce, because my first husband left. And then that's when I built the relationship with Jesus Christ, and he began to reveal his fathership to me. And so then he sent my husband in my life, and then he's a man of God, and we began to have a deep relationship. But my husband had issues of his own concerning his childhood, and issues of his own concerning how he lived before he married me. And when we came into covenant, his lifestyle came into covenant with our relationship, which really affected our marriage. And the same thing my mother went through with my father in her marriage, I went through with my husband in this marriage. But God said, this marriage he joined together, let no man put asunder. So he began to allow me to really pray and go into intercession and pray for my husband's deliverance in this area, in the area of promiscuity, and just in the area of feeling rejected as a child, which caused him to enter into that lifestyle even as a young child before he was a teenager. So so this became a lifestyle for him out of his need to be loved. So all this I really didn't understand. I wouldn't be able to communicate with you without the Holy Spirit really showing me as God began to heal me. Because when we allow God to heal us, he opened our eyes to the truth. A lot of times we see different situations, we unknowingly would judge people from what we see. If we see a young lady, you know, with a short skirt on the corner, we just assume she wants to be on that corner. If we tend to judge the drug addict, but we really don't know the depthness of their pain. We really don't know what they went through as a child. And so as the Lord began to heal me, even concerning my father, as me and my father got close, he began to share with me his childhood, which gave me an understanding of why he responded the way he responded concerning his relationship with my mother. As God healed me and my husband and I began to go through counseling, I began to learn about his childhood, which gave me an understanding of why I went through what I went through in my marriage to my husband. So God, he began to just, it's just really amazing, began to just show me just so many people in pain and how we have to really pray for those who are in pain. And he began to just supernaturally heal me. He began to supernaturally heal my husband, because my husband was not a person that will open up or be transparent. But as God began to heal me and I began to forgive him, he began to be transparent about his childhood. And then my father, he was began to be transparent. So what God did was just really begin to show himself and really begin to show why he sent his son Jesus to die, because we are living in a hurting world. And we have to show the love of Christ, because God wants to heal. He wants to heal relationships. He wants to heal father-daughter relationships. He wants to heal mother-daughter relationships. He wants to heal family relationships, spouse relationships. That's what he come. He come here. He died on the cross for our sins so we can live with him, so we can win souls. But he also wants to restore relationships. He's a God that restores. And so that's why I really thank God for that. So that's how I didn't know that at the onset, the trauma that the divorce of my parents was going to, I didn't know at the onset. It just really began to affect me in this marriage, to be honest. I was promiscuous because I was molested as a child. And then I seen my father's lifestyle. So as I got older, I became promiscuous, not knowing that all this played a role into the choices that I made. In my book, I was saying how if we don't allow God to heal us, our pain will order our steps. God want to be the one that order our steps. Mm-hmm. He wants to lead and guide us. He wants to direct our path. What was going on is that my pain was directing my path. Jeez. And so that's why God wants to heal the hearers, those who are listening, because when we don't allow God to heal us, our pain will direct our path. But God said when we allow him to heal us, he will direct our path. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to all thy understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And so when we begin to allow him to heal us and trust in him, and not lean to our own understanding, because right now our feelings is the only thing we understand when we're going through this pain. We're not grasping on to the word of God. We're not grasping on to the truth. The only thing that's so real to us is our pain. And if we're not careful, we're going to allow that understanding of our pain to direct our path instead of grabbing on to the word and allowing God to direct our path. His path leads to healing. Our path will only lead to more pain. And so I walked out that path of pain. And so I just got tired basically when I was with my husband. I'm like, okay, God, what's going on? I want to make sure that I'm responding in the right way. You know, I want you to direct my path. You tell me what to do. Now I'm not out there. You know, I have a relationship with you. I don't want to go out and soothe my pain the way I used to. I used I used to drink, and that temporarily soothed my pain. I used to be promiscuous for a moment, but just for a moment, and it wasn't real, because when it was all over with, I still had to deal with that pain. I still had to face it. So only God is the true healer of pain. And what I've learned, that you can go through pain and not turn to sin. And that's what I learned in my marriage to my husband, because it's like God set me up. It's like I had a relationship with him when I married this husband. The first husband, I didn't. And so I turned to other things. But this husband, I developed a relationship with Jesus. So when I started going through some things, God say, look, you can go through and lean and depend totally on me. I will send you godly counselors. I will have people praying for you. But you don't have to turn to masturbation. You don't have to turn to promiscuity. You don't have to turn to drinking. You don't have to turn to those things that you used to turn to in the midst of your pain. You can turn to me, and I will bring healing. And the healing that I bring, it will not go away. It's not something that will cease. You're constantly being healed every day as you walk in my word and as you believe in my word, as you grab hold to me. Every time you feel a trigger from your past, just call on me and grab hold to me, and I will heal you. And so that's what he's been doing. And I just want to share with the world that that's real. We don't have to turn to those things of the world to find healing, because it's not going to last, because it's not real. Only when we turn to God, who is the true healer, that's where we're going to find healing. That's where we're going to find just resurrection in our relationships and restoration. That's where we're going to find joy. That's where we don't have to deal with consequences for wrong decisions. And so that's what the Lord began to allow me to just write, and I just really thank God for allowing me to I find it a privilege that he chose me to be the author of Pain That Heals. This is his book, and I was just a vessel being used to write out his thoughts. But I just feel honored that he chose me to write out this book and how it has really affected so many people's lives and their relationships.
Wow. Yes. That, you just blessed.
Yeah.
Many people right there. I mean, you just blessed so many people. I mean, you just gave them a formula and an answer why they don't have to stay in that predicament. Because the reality is, unfortunately, in some places, in Christendom, people just, the church is supposed to be the hospital. And we're supposed to pray for people and help people, but oftentimes people feel like they have to hide from, those who can help them. But when you're transparent like that, you bless and help.
Yeah.
So many people that around are on this line because they can, they can feel like, I'm not going to give up on my marriage. We just got, this is going to take some work. Because when you start relating that from, this is how I was cultivated because I saw my parents demonstrate like this, or I demonstrate like this. And that's just the truth.
Yeah.
We do what we see.
That's true. That's true.
Yes, and so you and your husband now, Elijah is your husband, and he's definitely, you both are prophets. He's definitely a prophet of God and things like that.
Yes,
and the brothers know he can sing.
yes.
But,
You know,
to see you both now, no one would never know that. And I love the fact, instead of throwing in the towel, you said, no, babe, we're going to work this out. We're going to work this out. And then the book. Let me ask you this, so you can answer this for the people on the line. What was your process when when you and your husband hit a few stumbling blocks? I'm not trying to downplay. I'm just trying to give it a name here, because I could say stumbling block, but you went through probably a real torture in that moment all by yourself.
Yeah.
When you was going through that, because I know there's women on this line right now, and they're not gonna ask them. Ask for them. What made you say, okay, God, just do whatever you need to do so him and I don't walk away from this? Because it's so easy to walk away.
Yeah, it is. It's really easy to walk away. I thank God for my husband, because he was the one. I mean, he was really determined to. He still wanted the marriage, and he let me know about, his addictions. He had sexual addictions as well. That was my past, so I most definitely understood his addictions, because I had addictions of my own. And so he really would constantly tell me that I'm the one that he desired and everything. And after a while, it did sound like just, you know, something that wasn't true because of those addictions. But what God had basically told me to do, there were some choices that I had to make. First, I had to make a decision that, okay, I'm going to believe God regardless of what I see, regardless of what I feel, regardless of what God is showing me, that is very difficult for me to handle. So that's one of the first things, is just making a decision. Because if you're like wavering and saying, hey, you know, well, I do have terms to get a divorce, so I'm going to go ahead and get divorced, and then you go back and you kind of wavering, well, I'm going to stay, go back, then that's the best thing to do is just ask God to help you make a decision. In my first marriage, God allowed him to walk away, so God allowed me to divorce. So because I've talked to many women that have that know my testimony, and they had to get a divorce. I understand that because I've been down that road too. But there are instances where when God puts you in a relationship with someone, in a marriage, where he gives you the grace, he gives you the strength, because it's not you, it's his grace that's holding you throughout all the things that you're going through. So once you make a decision that, okay, God, I do want my marriage, I need your grace to withstand, then there decisions such as godly counsel. And godly counsel mean those people who know God, not going to counsel of those who are not saved, because they're going to automatically tell you what they would do and what would be best right. for you. So right. it's best to go to godly counsel. And even with that, depending on the situation you're going through, whether it's in your marriage or whether it's a parent relationship, it's still with godly counsel. You have to pray concerning who God wants you to go to, because God only surrounded me with people that saw my husband for who he is, which is a man of God, a prophet of God, and they knew the calling of God on his life. They didn't look at what he was doing at the time, and so they were a very strong Christians that came into agreement with what I believe God placed in my heart. Because there were other Christians that totally told me to leave him alone, get a divorce. So even in this Christian walk, you have to be careful of who you go to for counsel. And whoever God bring into your life, it's going to come into agreement with what he put in your spirit, your heart, on what you have to do. So because of that, I couldn't he allowed me to be separated from even people that I felt was close to me, because they were really encouraging divorce. And it doesn't mean because they didn't like my husband. They just didn't, they loved me and they didn't like the pain that they saw I was going through. So if they're really vulnerable to, you know, what you're going through, and they begin to talk out of their emotions, either it's best to not tell them what you're going through, but if you're going to tell them, just say, okay, well, I need to stop talking about this to you. Just pray for me, and surround yourself around Christians, around people that really support your decision and who's going to really pray and fast and intercede with you. I can honestly say if it wasn't for that inner circle, for those people, I don't know if I would have been strengthened. You know, I mean, I could have failed alone, you know. So I thank God for the body of Christ. I thank God for those people that he allowed me to be surrounded with, who kept speaking the word of God even when I became weak. And so that's really the process that God allowed me to go through. Also, there had to be a moment of separation between my husband and I, and God had a scripture for that. But when I came together, it had to be, of course, it was with my husband. That's according to scripture. And that's because anytime there's any ungodly behavior that's going on, it can lead to, open up a door where the spirit of abuse would try to come in. So in marital situations, you just have to, you know, just really be prayerful and careful, because by no means would I tell any woman, anyone to stay in an abusive relationship as well. God would also allow separation if along with adultery or along with rebellion. There's other spirits that comes in as well. It's never just one. They all try to come in at the same time. So God will allow separation. So he allowed the separation for a while in my marriage as well. And when he brought us back together, he made sure that it wasn't, I mean, it was right. It was right. So that's like the painful, it was a very painful process, just being separated from him because I love him, and seeing what he was taking himself through and also what we were going through. But in spite of all that, the Lord just kept the word before me, kept allowing me to pray and fast and just really stay in his word and go to these godly counselors that's been in my life for years, for 15 years. I mean, since I've been married to him, actually knew me, you know, when I was single. So, I mean, just really just being there for me and I really thank God for that. So that was really the main process of really going through. So, yes, there will be some instructions that God will give an individual when you're going through trials and tribulations. When we really seek him, the Holy Spirit, he will give us instructions, and we may not always agree with it. It may be uncomfortable, but it's for our best. It's for our safety. It's so he can do the work, so when he brings it together, only he can get the glory. Only he, right. Because so many people didn't think that we would be where we're at today. When they hear our testimony and see his deliverance and my deliverance, it's almost like it's unreal. But what it has done, it has brought more of our family into Christ, or even the ones that don't believe, they're being drawn in because they know where God has brought us from. You know, so I really thank God for that.
And that alone is a ministry within itself. I mean, that alone is a ministry within itself. And how awesome for God to both use you both like that. And just going back to something you just said, because, you know, I am a counselor as well, and I also tell people, you know, if you're going to go to counseling, which I think a lot of people should. Not counseling is not only for when something is going wrong. Counseling, in some cases in marriage, just kind of keep you guys, okay, kind of where are we with another perspective.
That's good.
Tell people, you know, go see if you together, you know, after like 10 years, go see a counselor. Not because something is wrong.
Yeah.
People change over a period of time. We can get so used to each other, we don't realize you change. I would tell people, you know,
that's really good.
Why he acting like that? Why she acting like that? She changed. But you're so familiar with her because we're in the same place. And when I do counseling, I often tell couples, come and see me when everything get right. And one lady's like, I said, come and see me in about 2 years. You know, because you want to always know your spouse. And I've learned, not just as being a counselor, but as being married, you know, we change. We do. Things change. And it's a beautiful thing. You just say, I don't want to become too comfortable with my husband and not honor and respect him because I'm unfamiliar with who he's becoming.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That is so good because that's so true. And that's what our pastors, we thank God that we constantly stay connected and stay accountable, like you said, you know, constantly keeping them abreast. Like you said, it don't always have to be when something is going wrong, but just constantly, you know, hey, if my husband is, you know, need a male to talk to get counseling, then, you know, he talk to him and same as me. And just our communication has gotten better where, okay, it's just so important to go to counseling just constantly. You know, it don't have to be when something is going wrong. It's just so important to constantly communicate with your counselors and your pastors. Usually they're the same people. Just constantly keep those lines of communication open because it improves the communication with you and your spouse as well. You know, because sometimes when I don't see my husband's perspective, I could call my pastor and she'll show me she'll say something. I'll be like, wow, that was right there. And I didn't see. She was like, oh, that's okay. That's because sometimes when you're that close, you don't see. So it's just amazing how just constantly, you know, talking to them, whether it's over the phone, on Facebook, or my husband may say something if we feel a certain way. And it keeps our marriage fresh. It keeps our communication better. We remember those things once things begin to be maybe in a disagreement or seem like it may get a little heated. We know how to you know, calm down. And, you know, we use those tools that they give us because every year they, you know, they have a marriage conference that's going on. If we're unable to make that, we still stay in contact. So that's a very good point to not wait till it gets just so bad. You know, that's something I had to learn because when it got bad, that's when we knew we needed counseling. You know, we had a little bit, little premarital counseling, but not extensive as we should have had. So, yeah, that's a lesson I believe we both learned. I personally learned that myself. Just, you know, stay connected. And that's the same way with our relationship with the Lord. We shouldn't wait till, you know, something happened to go to Him about our problems. We should just constantly have a constant connection and communication with them, just even if we just say, hey, God, how you doing today, you know, and just, you know, God, I'm feeling like this, everything is going fine, Lord God, I thank you, you know, it's a beautiful day, and, you know, I mean, it shouldn't be we go to God when something is wrong, you know, or if we need something, you know,
Right, and it should be a habit. You know, I'll tell people, I was telling someone the other day, I said, you know what, I found somebody who can out-talk a woman. It's God.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
right.
Conversation with Him. That's He's true. Always talking, you know. He out-talks anyone. God loves to just talk to His children. He likes to know what's going on with us, not just when something is going on. And so you are definitely right about that. Wow. You have blessed us. You have blessed us. But before we get out of here, I want you to tell us, tell the audience how they can get your book and how they can reach you. I know you travel and you do book signs and things of that nature. Give them information how they can find the book and how they can reach you.
Okay. Pain That Heals is on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BooksAMillion.com. Also, they can reach me. I'm on Facebook as well. If they would like personal orders from me where they want me to sign my book orders, I don't mind. They can inbox me and let me know, and I will respond, and we'll make some type of arrangements where they can possibly some type of financial arrangements where I can actually send them a signed copy. So I'm on Facebook as Carla's Good Success Co. And then my phone number, they can also, I have a phone number I can be reached at if I don't pick up right away, which most of the time I don't. They can just leave a message, and that number is error code 314-828-0375. And so they can leave their information, and I will get back with them or have someone to get back with them.
Amen. Oh, wow. You have been a blessing, and I just truly thank you for just taking time out your busy schedule, you know, and coming on the show. And let me just say happy belated Mother's Day as well.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Amen. Oh, my God. Well, you, global artist, you can find her on Facebook, Carla's Good Success Co. I'm telling you, I love it when we have guests that come on and they're just transparent. She blessed me so well tonight. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave this broadcast in the archive. So I want you guys to tell your friends, especially your married friends, to listen to this broadcast tomorrow and order the book. All you married people, or if you're struggling with forgiveness, or if you're struggling with the relationship that you had with your parents, amen. I'm telling y'all, she just gave us some pointers, y'all. And you can use these tools and nuggets, amen, to not only mend your marriage, but to mend your relationship with your father or your mother. Oh, my God. Thank you for tuning in to TKD Global Radio and Broadcast. You know who it is. It's your big sis, TKD, Carla Lasandra Coleman. And KJ is going to take us on home with Fill Me Up. Everybody have a great night. And thank you, Prophet, because you have truly blessed us on tonight. Our special guest, Carla's Good Success Code. Good night.